From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. The constitutionality of the special committee responsible for awarding state legislators a salary increase is being challenged in court. A complaint was filed in state Supreme Court in Albany County December 14th by the Government Justice Center, a conservative nonprofit law center. In that filing, the center argues the process was flawed from the beginning because state legislators did not have the authority to delegate control of their salaries. The complaint reads, and I quote, "Rather than face the voters after implementing their own compensation decision, members of the legislature pushed their responsibility onto a committee. Such a major policy decision should have been made by members of the Senate and Assembly in legislation as required by the state constitution," end quote. The complaint also alleges the compensation committee exceeded its legal authority by imposing outside income limitations and violated the state's open meeting law with the drafting of its final report. The center is asking the court to nullify the committee's final report and to order the state not to implement the 64% pay raises. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit are Assembly Member Michael Fitzpatrick, a Long Island Republican, Robert Arzio, and David Buchan from Saratoga County, and Bronx resident Roxanne Delgado, who spoke out against the committee at one of the public hearings. Read the full story and the complaint at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting 2019 spending plans have been finalized and adopted in Dutchess, Sullivan, and Ulster counties. In Dutchess, County Executive Marcus Molinaro signed the budget December 14th and thanked the county legislature for a, and I quote, "thoughtful and illuminating," end quote, review process. The budget reduces the county property tax levy for the fifth consecutive year and lowers the property tax rate for a fourth year. With no discussion and on a unanimous vote, the Sullivan County Legislature adopted that county's $235 million budget for 2019. Crediting an improved economy, the tax levy will decrease next year by 1.6%. There will also be decreases in both the residential and commercial solid waste fees. And Ulster County Executive Michael Hine, December 13th, signed the county's 2019 spending plan that includes the lowest county property taxes since 2009, as well as a number of initiatives, including the new Restorative Justice and Community Empowerment Center. Read all three stories at MidHudsonNews.com. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors, December 12th, adopted its proposed $156.5 million 2019 budget on a vote of 20-1. The spending plan includes a 1.7% tax levy increase for county property owners. Claremont Town Supervisor Raymond Statz cast the lone dissenting vote, questioning the necessity of a tax increase at a time when the county's revenues and cash reserves continue to rise. Statz said, and I quote, "I am the most senior supervisor on the board, and I have more trouble this year than ever before with approving a budget that raises taxes yet again. We have continued to raise taxes every year, not to balance our budget, but to build our bank account. I know it is time to give the taxpayers a break," end quote. County revenue increased by $5 million in 2018, in large part due to increased sales tax income. County Comptroller Robert Campanora said the tax levy increase will have a minimal impact on taxpayers, arguing the average amount that property owners pay will stay nearly the same at about $6 per $1,000 of assessed value. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Justin McDaniel is reporting for Philly.com. 93 gun-related incidents occurred in K-12 schools nationwide, the highest number since recording began in 1970, and more than double the number reported in 2017. The previous record was set in 2006 with 59 incidents, according to data released by the Center for Homeland Defense and Security Naval Postgraduate School. The incidents accounted for are identified as any time a gun, and I quote, "is brandished, is fired, or a bullet hits school property for any reason," end quote. The total includes shootings where there was no victim. According to the record kept by Education Week, 113 people were killed or injured in school shootings in 2018, with 23 shootings leading to injuries or deaths. In February, 17 were killed by a shooter at Major Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, and in May, 10 were killed at Santa Fe High School in Texas. When interviewed in the aftermath, a Santa Fe student said she was not surprised a shooting had happened at her school. She said, and I quote, "It's been happening everywhere. I've always kind of felt like eventually it was going to happen here too," end quote. The year also marked the emergence of various proposals in state legislatures and individual school districts for protecting students. Some of the proposals advocated for the arming of teachers to stocking classrooms with objects to throw at shooters and legalizing the ability to carry firearms on school campuses. Several states passed laws expanding the ability to carry guns in places like schools and places of worship. Friday, December 14th marks the 6th anniversary of the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, considered by many to be a turning point in the modern gun control movement. Read that full story at philly.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.